Well, Daniel, first of all, I want to commend you for speaking out. And here is why. I want to remind you that abuse thrives in secrecy. Secrecy is the lifeline of continuous abuse. In fact, I'm going to go right now on my screen and show you exactly how powerful you are as a generational toxic cycle breaker. You are phenomenal. You have done something for yourself and for your generations to come that is absolutely unquantifiable. Let me show you right now exactly what you've done.
Here is how important you are to breaking generational toxic cycles. And in this case, we're talking about domestic violence and abuse. Let this tree represent family tree. At the very bottom is grandpa. And this grandpa had dangerous toxic habits of domestic abuse. Grandpa gets two children. And because they are following after grandpa, they also have these dangerous toxic habits. And then these children, for example, in my case, was me, my brother, another brother, another brother. We all have been conditioned with those habits. But then let that little X represent, I am saying no to domestic violence. It is vile. Aha, so what happens when I say no? Can you see? These people come for you. Why? Because you are shining a light into the darkness. Most people don't like that. They want to keep habits, even if the habits are unproductive. That's what they've always known. We have, oh, you've upset grandpa. Oh, you've upset your parents. Oh, your cousins. Oh, brothers, you have rocked the boat. Anytime you speak up against negative family behavior, they are likely to come for you. So there we are. They have come for you, but you still carry on. But what happens when you say no to domestic violence? Can you see? All these people are still angry at you, right? But here's what happens. Your next generation becomes a better one, a happier one, a healthier one. Can you see that? Can you see that? Happier, healthier, happier, healthier, happier, healthier, happier, healthier. But the others continue to have people who carry that toxic, dangerous behavior. But then one of your other relatives says, actually, I want to stop this. And so they say no. Remember when you say no, there will be so many people coming for you. Or you shouldn't tell, you shouldn't speak out. But still do. You must. Why? Because when you do, you begin a new generation of happier, healthier children. Happier, healthier people. Can you see that circle of the dangerous behavior is getting smaller? And then you get happier, healthier, happier, healthier, happier, healthier. And that's why it's important that you speak out against domestic violence.
As you've seen, three things. You've done well. Let no one tell you you've done anything wrong by speaking out. Two, you've saved thousands of future generations from trauma. Three, now watch yourself shine and thrive.